Today, we have the chance to talk to Ella McVeigh, a gap year participant, about her experiences abroad. So, what inspired you to take a gap year?
Since I was 14, I've known I was going to take a gap year one day. It was in the third year of high school, and I was overwhelmed by everything, especially essay writing and being stuck in a classroom. I knew I needed a break and some adventure before getting back to my final high school year. Besides that, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life.
What was your biggest personal challenge you experienced abroad, and how did you overcome it?
Well, I was working on different farms in Costa Rica and Panama where I would be told something was too heavy for a girl and some task was not a girl's job. I was also playing a lot of football with only men, since not many women play soccer in those countries. I found it frustrating to not be taken seriously in those situations because of my gender.
What is the most valuable part of taking a gap year before your final year of high school?
I think there's so much value in taking a gap year. Personally, after experiencing such hard work and overcoming many challenges, I was so excited to get back into the classroom and start doing homework again, which I never thought would be possible. It was like reuniting with an old friend, except that friend was note-taking. My gap year gave me so much self-confidence that I was able to graduate from high school as the person I wanted to be, without conforming to something I was not, which was something I saw happening to my peers.
Did you experience reverse culture shock? If so, how did you manage to overcome it?
I think the reverse culture shock didn't hit me because of the culture from the countries I had been to, but from the culture of taking a gap year. I had had so many solo adventures away from home. I had lived with so many new and different people already. So when I was back at school, I felt just a whole lot older than my classmates. Many of them were showing off their drinking skills and some were nervous wrecks about exams and deadlines, whereas I felt pretty secure and confident and felt no need to show off my partying skills.
How did the gap year influence your future plans?
I went back to school after my gap year with a more specific idea of what I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to go abroad again to volunteer for some years. I wanted to do something meaningful and help people in need. I think if I hadn't taken my gap year, I would have been more likely to pick a more typical career path in my home country.
What advice would you give to a high school student considering a gap year?
I think whether you travel or work, it is an excellent way for growth and independence and some real-world learning experience you won't be able to find in a classroom. In all of the adventures that I have had, no matter how thrilling or scary, they turned out okay. But really, you just need to listen to yourself, as you know what you need best. That being said, I think my gap year was the best decision I have ever made, and I highly recommend one if you are tempted.
Thank you so much, Ella.